well there. Now, it looks like Goulard may take them into a communist regime. And involve 75 million people. And we had a bad break today. The Foreign Affairs Committee of the House released a report that the State Department sent them in January of this year. Repeat, January of this year, saying that there's no danger of Brazil going communist.
Great time to release it.
And he says Goulard will use that now to his advantage. And Rush put out a background there. State Department official said that a lot of stuff about it, that things have deteriorated a good deal in the last 60 days, much more than they anticipated. Now, he's even expects something could happen tonight. So I rather expect we ought to go on back to Washington as soon as we can without being an emergency. I don't see anything to be gained being Johnson City with a hemisphere going communist. He says Fulbright speech hadn't helped any. And he's told them that we can get along with communists mighty well, and we really ought to get along with them. And all this other stuff's a myth. We ought to be all right with them. And all the foreign countries playing up his speech big.
I kind of agree. You think that, you think we can time it so that, we don't, we leave about 6 tomorrow evening, and I can announce it in my 10 o'clock briefing in a very normal way. As long as we have the airplane there and get it set up, it'll be considered an emergency.
Well, of course, if it goes, blows tonight, you'll know it in the morning.
That's right, and then we just have to react to it. There's nothing we can do about that. But if it doesn't blow tonight, we've got to play it that way. If it doesn't blow tonight, then I think we've got to make it a normal return.
What time will you be back? 4:30 tomorrow?
Thanks.
Bird will be back Bergstrom at 4:30 tomorrow.
Well, I can get a plane by 6.
Well, you all don't have to go with me anyway, do you?
No, but I just, we don't have to go with you, but the point is to make it look normal. Unless there's something that's wrong.
Well, why do we have to wait till 6? Why don't we go at 4:30?
Okay, and I'll just tell them that they really don't have to cover your arrival in Washington. If they're just there to see the takeoff, it's okay.
I'd tell them that I plan to leave sometime between 4 and 5 tomorrow.
Right.
Unless I change my plans.
They'll come in after you do anyway, under any circumstances, because they'll have an electorate.
Well, now, why can't you call up at night and get one on down?
Well, so far we haven't been able to. Maybe by putting a little heat on, I can.
What do they say?
I have not directly looked into it. Jiggs Fulver, who normally handles it, and I've been trying to keep this normal, so as quick as the earliest he can get. Now I have a hunch I can call Woody. There was a little bit of heat, get it down here by 4. And if we're going to leave anyway, the heat won't matter.
Do they travel by Electra?
On these trips they do, yes, sir. They do because we've gone to American Airlines. Can-Am has a beautiful jet for them. But, apparently, I've only got this second hand. Pierre got some criticism for using an airline that's primarily an overseas operator. As I understand it, he switched to American for that reason. Now, with American, apparently we're pretty well held to electors for these charter flights. Can-Am has a jet that's a humdinger and would like to get the business back, but this is one of the things I'd attempt to look into a little bit better. I sure would like to have that jet for him. One of the notes I made when I get back, I've got a number of things I've got to look at.
Okay, I'll suggest you call me before you have your briefing, and I'll tell you any changes overnight.
Right, I won't.
And we don't announce it. We're going until I talk to you in the morning.
I will not, sir.
Okay.
Okay, good night, sir.
Wait a minute. Whoa. better tell Liz that to tell those women that are going with Bird tomorrow that may go direct from when they get back in, that we'll be leaving probably around 4:30, and y'all will be leaving whatever time you can, and they better do their packing, whatever they need tonight. Of course, that'll stir up everybody.
Yeah, I think so. What I told them today was that my own recommendation, just as a prudent person, is that whenever I'm in any kind of a trip, I always keep a bag, my own bag, in such a way that it only takes me about 10 or 15 minutes to pack. And that this is the way I always feel whenever I'm traveling.
Yeah, but see, they'll be getting back at 4:30
right.
at the airport. And if you're going to leave about that time, their bags will be down to Driscoll, unpacked. So you better talk to Liz and see what y'all do about it. I don't want any more detail.
Oh, God, thank you.